This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Now the challenge here is, do you go man and leave yourself one-on-one with George Kittle, or do you bracket off the zones where Brock Purdy has been killing them?
Third down and four! Jennings! Second touchdown of the day!
Man, 49ers offense just looked absolutely awesome. Like, there is no doubt about their intent today, and you see that they're trying to run these hybrid match zones that are just not working at all. Juwan Jennings eating them alive. Brock Purdy, he's getting the ball out so quickly. He's seeing it so fast. The Bears defense has no shot in the passing game right now.
One of the NFL questions on the table is, do you pay Brock Purdy? And what does it do when you can put together a roster where you don't have to worry about paying the quarterback? Changes things quite a bit. Although, to go back to Philadelphia, they had a Super Bowl appearance with Jalen Hurts on a rookie deal and with him having the massive deal. And it ended up working out for them. Maybe the Bears can do the same. That would be, oh my God. Tana, can you envision like Bears success and what this radio station is
no,
like?
No, I can't.
You can't. Yeah, that's a good point.
You would think just like, we did have, you covered a Super Bowl, but since I've been full-time here, it's been like two playoff games? Not even, one playoff game. No, the fake one, the fake COVID playoff game.
Seahawks and Eagles. Right?
No, that was it. No,
how dare you do that to the MVP, Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah, so since 2012. So I had the 2018 double doink and then the fake COVID playoffs, and that's it.
Yep. I mean, it actually starkly puts a lot of things into perspective that you said it that way.
Maybe it's my fault.
No, it's not your fault. But the idea that I covered a Super Bowl and I am aging out of this place.
Like, had you had your own show yet when you covered the Super Bowl? Like, you've had your, like, how many versions of your show since the Bears were in a Super Bowl?
No.
Like, your entire career,
well,
almost.
I guess I was technically doing both when I was covering that team. Like, I would basically go to Hallis and then do the nighttime show after I was done. But it wasn't, like, official for a couple of years after that. So, yeah. It's been a really long time.
And now your beard's white.
I know. The beard is almost completely white, Shane. So that is a telling statement.
Keep it going. It looks good.
Thanks. It does look sharp.
I appreciate
really
it.
Good. And keep it makes sense. Unlike Chris Ballard's, whose head is completely brown and his beard is completely white. Whoa. And I'm going, which is which here, Chris Ballard?
I've always wondered about that choice. Like the choice of the
hair follicles are weird.
I know, and look.
Usually, there's some blend.
You can see the blend in mine.
You got a little gray in the temples,
right? You can see the blend in mine. There's still a little bit of pepper, not a lot, but there's a little bit of pepper. But if I was walking around here with brown hair, you go, "What is going on with Holmes?
Well, it was just completely brown, and the beard was completely white.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and
it would look weird.
I like Chris Ballard. I don't know how he puts up with his owner.
It seems like he sucks lately.
I don't know. I appreciate
I don't know
his,
about that team.
I always enjoyed him when he was
here. His viewpoint is interesting to me. Does that make sense?
No.
I hate you.
Damn, brother.
Someone explain the concept of yes and to Layla. I don't know where you're going to go with that, Shane. I hate you.
Oh, my God.
304.
God, dagger for one of my best friends.
When I say I hate people, like 99,000 times out of 100, I don't.
No, we know because we love you. So
100,000 times.
We get it. We understand.
Yeah.
The listener gets it. They're in on the bit, I think.
But Ballard has that great thing where he's so engaging when he's up there in those press conferences, and you're like, yeah, tell me more about like why your team failed again. You know what I mean?
Tell me more about Anthony Richardson.
He sells why Anthony Richardson was a good decision. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. And then I'm like, oh, what happened? And
you're like, oh.
But I get what you're saying. Like, I get it. It's conflicting, which is kind of why we're here. Okay, so here's the thing. When you look at the quarterbacks, at least let's break down the 2024 spot rack, average annual value of the quarterback.
Okay.
I don't see how Brock Purdy doesn't end up making plus 50 here. Took his team to Super Bowl. Number one last year, Dak Prescott with a bullet, $60 million.
Which is being restructured since he's injured.
It is, but I understand that a lot of that is signing bonus is getting converted to another bonus.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, base got converted to signing bonus, and that's why the cap number dropped. Makes sense.
That's why that's what they're probably going to end up doing some of that with Mahomes, too.
Yes, and Patrick Mahomes is under 50 because of the average annual value because of how his contract is a complete unicorn compared to everybody else's. So there's
it
that.
Was at the time though.
Yeah, at the time. You're right. So then you've got Joe Burrow at 55, Jordan Love at 55. That's where you got to keep these things in mind where timing really does matter. Trevor Lawrence is at 55.
Probably jump the gun on that.
Dramatic
contract.
Pauses for both. Tua Tagovailoa is at 53.1. Jared Goff now at 53. Justin Herbert, number 7 at 52.5. Lamar Jackson, 52. Jalen Hurts at 51. Right. Kyler Murray, 46.1.
Ew.
So if you're Brock Purdy's agent, what are you going to say? And that's where it gets interesting. Number 11 at 46 is Deshaun Watson.
The nasty man.
Kirk Cousins at 45, and then Patrick Mahomes at 45. Josh Allen at 43. So that's where you start underpaid. To really make the argument. And then this was at the end of the 2024 season, Matt Stafford at 40. But based on the Aaron Rodgers at 37.5, Derek Carr at 37.5.
Yep.
But if you're Brock Purdy's agent, you're just going to show them the numbers, you know, the Niners, the numbers for Kyler Murray and Deshaun Watson and be like, and? Like, getting to a Super Bowl as a team still matters.
By the way, Derek Carr's cap hit.
Ooh.
This year.
$11 billion.
$51.4 million. He's going to eat up 18% of New Orleans cap on his own.
That's so scary to me.
But before we get back to the serious part of this conversation, let me take it to the ridiculous part.
All parts are good.
Because people know that I run the Hall of Fame at the bank. And you would think with the career earnings of Derek Carr that he would be a first ballot Hall of Famer. To be a Hall of Famer at the bank, because he's made over $150 million in his career. $200 million in his career, Derek Carr has made. Here's the thing about the Hall of Fame at the bank. The idea
well,
is...
Well, let's who's in? Who's first ballot? Class?
Chase Daniel.
Yeah, we know Chase is in there.
Chase Daniel is...
Sky Point.
First ballot Hall of Famer... At the bank.
Kyle Korver?
No, because he had to work. Like,
do you have to work if you just, like, post up at the three-point line and just throw balls up?
Well, when you're a top five three-point shooter of all time, I'm going to call that work, okay? But if you're someone who didn't have to work and then all of a sudden you've got all this money, like Chase Daniel.
Seth Curry?
Chase Daniel also went to a very good school in Texas, by the way. South Lake Carroll is not exactly the neighborhood hurting.
I don't even care about what people's backgrounds are, Layla. All I'm saying is that if you spend a whole bunch of time in the NFL and you didn't get hit, but you walked away with $50 million, that makes you a Hall of Famer at the bank.
How about your guy, Anthony Rendon? Sorry, Leo. Oh, no, Tony Two Bags.
No, that is a fair question. The guy who hates baseball.
Yeah, he's got an email weekly now to tell President Trump what he did that week.
I have never seen anyone hate playing baseball as much as Anthony Rendon does.
Well, Chris Bryant's right there for you.
No.
I don't think Chris Bryant hates it as much as Anthony Rendon.
I can tell you for sure
that he hates baseball.
Chris Bryant is right there for you.
Really?
I'm not just saying that. This is not a guess.
I feel like Chris Bryant loves baseball. He just kind of doesn't love all the other things. When I watch Anthony Rendon, I'm like, God, you just kind of hate everything. He still, though, might be a
different hate from me saying that to you earlier.
He is not a first ballot Hall of Famer at the bank. But Anthony Rendon, definitely when Dan Pompey comes up to make his argument for Anthony Rendon, people are going to listen. They're going to listen, but he didn't get in on the first ballot. Chase Daniel, as soon as he retired, we opened the door, and he was like, yes, he is a Hall of Famer at the bank. But Derek Carr, not a Hall of Famer at the bank because he's been hit too much. You got to get away unscathed if you're going to be a Hall of Famer at the bank.
So it's like money per hit.
Yeah. That's why
hit to money ratio.
That's why Chase was a first ballot, no doubter, got 100% of the vote. Because what did he have, 7 starts?
Well, there was the one writer who didn't vote for him, and we all thought that was just not good for him.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Scott Merkin.
Yeah, Merk, what up with that?
Damn, dude.
Why would you do that with your vote? Now we got to take your vote away for Hall of Famer at the bank.
It was Dan Bernstein. Even though he admits to not making the vote, he gives it up to his son.
I don't know if that's true about Dan's Heisman vote that he has here at the station.
So what I'm seeing here is that Mark Grody
said it on the air.
Mark Grody's reign of terror. So like Grody set the tone today with Mully and Haw, just reign of terror, and it's just filtered down into every show.
Joe's violence.
I'm just picturing the Heisman police going to the Bernstein's house in the middle of the night. Where's the vote, sir?
See now the listeners are getting to it. Yes, when you start talking
Bobby
about the candidacy, guess what? Even though he's worked for it and he's going to keep working for it, Shohei Ohtani, Hall of Famer at the bank. For sure.
Yeah, I could see that.
Hall of Famer at the bank. You know him when you see him, folks. That's all I'm saying.
Brock Osweiler from the 309.
And Brock Osweiler will win you a bet, a bar bet. And here's the bet. Listen up. Turn your radio up. Name the quarterback who won against the Bears 3 consecutive years with 3 different teams.
Was it Brock Osweiler?
You are correct, Shane. Now, Shane,
appreciate that.
Follow it up. Can you tell me the 3 teams?
Denver.
Very good.
San Francisco?
Nope.
Seattle?
Nope.
Houston?
Correct. And?
The Chargers?
Nope.
He's been on so many teams.
What was the other team?
I don't know
team?
The third.
Miami.
Miami. Okay.
You remember that crazy game? It was an overtime game down in Miami that they won with Brock Osweiler. Hall of Famer at the bank, by the way, Brock Osweiler.
So, in that light, Juan Soto? Hall of Famer at the bank? I don't know if he's worth 800 and something million.
I think he is.
I don't know. His wins above replacement's pretty high. Pretty high. And he's been in the league since 19.
How much money do you think? Don't look it up, Shane. How much money do you think Brock Osweiler made in his NFL career?
$225 million.
He didn't make that much money. But it's not far off. I mean,
Hundo?
He made $41 million.
That's pretty far off.
But, like, we could live on that, right?
Think about what we're saying here.
You and I probably
here.
Not, no.
No, like, but Willie, you know, Willie maybe.
Yeah.
She does have great hair. Million. She's got My some gosh. Hair expenses. She does
Jesus
have a big grooming
Christ,
bill.
$41 million.
$41 million and bounced. Like, bounced out of the league and just was like, I'm so good right now.
Guys, what are you talking about? I look at the Illinois lottery, like $1 million jackpot, and I'm like, hey, I could play the Illinois lottery right now.
Layla, Brock Osweiler made 30 starts in his career.
Now that's winning.
And he made $41 million. Hall of Famer at the bank. All right. Now, we were having a much more serious conversation about quarterbacks. You were saying.
No, I mean, all of these guys are, you know, I would say the banks like them. Their teams like them even more. But when you consider the company, I don't know how Brock Purdy isn't in this conversation. Simply based on who's making what and timing, I think he's in at 50 at least.
Brock Purdy, the thing about Brock Purdy is I do think Brock Purdy is going to get paid.
I mean, do you argue based on Matt Stafford and say...
The argument is, would you pay him? And I think
is he worth more to his team than Kyler Murray?
Probably.
Deshaun Watson?
But strangely enough, I don't think he's better than Kyler Murray. Strangely enough.
I don't know,
and he's,
man.
And he's fighting perception, even though that might not even be the reality. It's wild.
I really wanted to like Kyler Murray, and I saw him play in high school, of course. Saw him play in college. And
greatest Texas quarterback of all time. Greatest Texas high school, quarterback of all time.
Yeah, yards-wise. And you know who it was before that? A name you've already mentioned.
Well, Case Keenum?
Well, Case was the yards leader, I think, in Division I for a minute.
This is a good submission here. 309, Nate Davis, Hall of Famer at the bank.
I don't...
Ooh.
But here's my question. If Nate Davis...
He definitely robbed the bank.
I hope he has online checking.
If he were slightly more available, would he be getting paid right now? You know, like somebody's going to... Do you think he gets another contract?
He may have sacrificed future bags for the giant bag of money he got from the Bears. Like, he may have ended up making more money, but he wouldn't have had to work hard, though. He is... Told you, I don't like working hard, but I like this money, though.
Oh, there's two names at the top of the text line.
Those two guys.
I don't want to say those two.
You can say
them. Know. I don't know.
No, I can't say one of them.
There was one name that was previously at the top of the text line that's worth a discussion, in Cristiano Felicio.
Ooh, my Eskimo brother. Oh, yikes.
You'll say that, though.
You're a strange man.
I have many questions.
I never know where the line is.
I mean, that one's okay. That one's okay. He's gone. Okay. Sorry about that.
Who's gone? You need to really
Felicio.
Oh, okay. Because you need to explain that, because that kind of felt like were saying
like
that
Felicio's gone.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Do we feel like Mike Glennon is a Hall of Famer at the bank? I don't know because Mike Glennon played a lot of backup quarterback.
That's
after that where he did play.
Yeah, but he's in the same boat to me as Brock Osweiler. There's only 30 starts in there.
So really? Only 30? I feel like there was more than that.
31 for him, because remember he had come off of being a starter down in Glennon. He has been a starter down in Tampa.
2017 was his year. That's what he told me.
I felt so bad for him.
I did too.
That I didn't like the way that they did that.
I didn't like it either. I thought it was unfair to him.
Mike Glennon's made $32 million in his career.
I mean, Kirk Cousins is, but he played a lot.
No,
so it's not the same.
Most people think that Kirk Cousins is the king of the finesse.
Yeah, Cousins just knows how to get a contract.
He knows how to negotiate as well as any quarterback who has ever played in the NFL.
That van was such good marketing for him.
But yeah, basically, Mike Glennon got paid $1 million a start. That's Hall of Famer at the bank type stuff for a guy who only played 31 games.
I had a buddy, he and I like once figured out math-wise, you know, in the ways that math does, that Darren Oliver, the former relief pitcher, made like a Kia per batter.
Darren Oliver, I actually think, is someone who qualify as a Hall of...
He might be the president of the Hall of Famers at the bank.
Hall of Famer. At the bank. I hope to one day. Well, I've already worked too hard. I guess I'll never be a Hall of Famer.
As I astutely pointed out yesterday, I have another fake Facebook account created of me. And I'm like, hey, scammers, if I can't make money off of being me, what makes you guys think you can?
Darren Oliver made $42 million.
Uh-huh.
Another guy who made big money in the NFL. Is our guy in here? He did not make big money.
He's already, man.
But he did make it to the NFL, and that's good enough. Matt Flynn, Hall of Famer at the bank. One game against the Bears, and then here's $10 million.
Gary Kubiak won a Super Bowl. 317 says the old timers committee.
It's pretty good. No, Johan Moncada is not a Hall of Famer at the bank yet.
He is on the Angels with Anthony Rendon.
And Tim Anderson.
And Jorge Soler.
They're all out there.
Guys, we got to pay attention to the Angels.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. They'll open up the season with the White Sox.
They'll make sure that we don't have to pay attention to them after they leave the White Sox.
You leave me and Matt Spiegel's second, third, fourth favorite team alone.
All right, I will do that. When we come back, Big Ann Heron is going to talk to us about the additions that the Bears have added onto their offensive line. And I want to ask him about whether or not what I brought up yesterday has any merit as it pertains to the Chiefs running game. We'll explain next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Score.
The king of all media, Anthony Heron.
I was saying this to some guys earlier before the show, and I'm glad handing and you know, kissing, handshaking babies, all that stuff.
Score football analyst.
Jumps off the screen when you watch him on film, and then when you see him in person, it's even more impressive.
Former NFL defensive lineman.
Tripped up at the 20-yard line, Anthony Heron.
An Iowa Hawkeye.
Brady. Could find an open man. He's going to be sacked from behind at the 24-yard line by Anthony Heron. Real tenacious job by Anthony Heron, number 90. 99.
Big and Herron.
It was an easy recruitment because he always wanted to be a Duck.
Anthony Herron with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love Big and Herron. It's been a minute since we've had the chance to talk with him. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download that Circa app today. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. Lawrence and Layla here with you until Bulls basketball at 5:45. And Big Ant, welcome to the show. We appreciate you. I'd love to know what you thought about what it looks like the Bears have done over the last week with their offensive line.
But before we go deeply down that road, which I look forward to discussing with each of you lovely people, I had a traumatic moment over the weekend that I haven't had a chance, haven't had the opportunity to sort of, I guess, exercise it on the air. And I would love each of your takes on this.
All right, we're going to let you cook, man. Yes. Let's hear it. Uh-huh.
Good. This was mildly traumatic, and I didn't realize in the moment how traumatic it was until now. Here I am. This is going on a week later, and it still is occupying my brain at this point. Lawrence, you're a little bit older than me. Layla, you're a little bit younger than me. So I had an experience. We went to Atlanta over the weekend, hung out, just about a couple days off from school at the end of last week. So we went down there. I had an experience I've never had before where I'm walking out of a convenience store and I'm on the way out and I just kind of briefly hold the door for a younger gentleman on the way in. And as I didn't even put extra effort into it, really. I just kind of, propped the door open for him very briefly as I walked by. And he hits me with, "Appreciate that, OG." Which, on the surface, on its face, is a great complimentary form of respect being paid. The issue is, I'm not an 85-year-old graybeard with a cane. And so I've never in my life been just in sort of, standard conversation, just in passing, been referred to as OG before. Okay. That to me is reserved for people of a certain age, people of a certain stature.
Guess what?
I got my first OG. And so now I've been sitting here for days like, wait a minute. Am I at OG status?
Yes.
Am I at that age?
Yes.
Dude, you're like 45. Aren't you 45?
Yes, man.
All right,
yes.
Brother. That's it.
Do you understand that like Russ calls me Unc?
Well, see, I even feel like that, yes, that ages you a bit, but even that's a different context. Like, he didn't hit me with Unc. He hit me with OG.
Well, I mean,
like there is a different context there.
You're in OG land now, sir.
Wait, what is the age? What do we have a number?
I would say that once you cross over 40, you kind of go into OG land.
Than age,
how
right?
old? How no, old was this?
No, this dude didn't know how old I was.
How old was this individual? Like, if you had to ballpark the individual's age that you were holding the door for, how old is that person?
Such a great question, because what bothers me about it more in retrospect, it's probably like mid to late 20s. This wasn't some tween calling me OG. Like, yeah, he's a younger man, but he's a grown up. He's a full grown adult. He had to be like mid to late 20s. I propped the door open for a brief moment, and I've never felt so respectfully disrespected in my life. I damn near slapped the taste out of his mouth, like, OG me.
Nah, man. I think that you need to lean into it. I think it's a tremendous level of respect that is given
Lawrence,
to someone.
If I could grow that beard, I would probably lean into it. This is 3 weeks of growth. Anyone looking at twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score.
That is three
this
weeks?
Peach fuzz.
That's like 2 days in my family, aunt.
It's well over 2 weeks of growth.
Guys, look at this child you're interviewing today.
I know. I seriously thought Aunt was younger than I was, actually.
No one is mocking the fact that you are incredibly handsome. That doesn't mean that you can't also be an OG. And for example, it all depends on who's talking to. For example, I am often now referred to as an OG, right?
Uh-huh, right.
I refer to Kenny McReynolds as OG when I saw him last week at the basketball game, and he was thrown off by that. And I'm like,
Kenny?
And I'm like, Kenny, really?
He's like 94.
I'm like you are the or I mean, it's
Kenny was thrown off.
Or guys.
How old does Kenny think he is?
You got to embrace it. Scoop Jackson. When I see Scoop, Scoop's my OG. Like, he's my Yoda. So when I'm like, what up, OG? Like, he's like, what's up, young? What's up, nephew?
What's age difference there?
you know Scoop. That's the thing. This was a rando that I'm passing in the streets of Atlanta. And so as I immediately burst into tears. Like, I let the door close.
No,
tears of laughter. You know, just like hysterical laughter. So I'm getting back into the vehicle, and I'm just laughing hysterically. And my wife and my son are trying to figure out what just happened. I'm explaining it. And so my son's 7. You know, he doesn't recognize what OG status
so,
is.
So wait, were they with you when this happened?
They were waiting in the car.
Like, oh, okay.
I went in the store real quick, came back out. They're waiting in the car. We're getting ready to go to the hotel. And as I'm getting into the vehicle, this happens, and I'm just like, I burst into laughter, and it turns into tears. And I'm just hysterically laughing at the first time in my life. Because of many nicknames I had back in college, Grandpa was one of them. So I've always been an old soul. But to know me and recognize my old soul is one thing. This was just the first time that just a person on the street just recognized me as kind of an old guy was basically what that signified to me. I hadn't had that experience before.
And let me try
to
help you through this, okay? Because here's the thing. I do think you're overreacting. I do think that you need to take it as a sign of respect. Would you have preferred him say, sir?
Ooh, that's a good question.
See? OG feels a lot more familiar and better, doesn't it?
Oh, I mean, and especially in Atlanta. Like, yeah,
right.
He meant it as a very familial, and respectful gesture on his part. But I'm accustomed to, like, I don't remember the last time it happened, but I'm on a lot of college campuses. Like, every once in a while I go there, I'm like, hey, somebody thinks I'm still playing on the team. Now, maybe it's been 10 years since that happened. I just have it baked up in my head. I don't know. But this feels like something that I'm going to have to get accustomed to. And I feel like I'm at a new phase in my life at this point.
I remember the first time my hairstylist told me that he was going to have to cover my grays in addition to giving me hair like highlights. And I was crying to myself because I was only 29 and thought this was kind of ridiculous that I had that much gray hair already. And as I was silently trying to understand my newly found midlife crisis,
right.
My hairstylist, you know, he paints all the base color in on the top. So I just look like I have an oil slick on the top of my head. And then he proceeds to cut somebody else's hair. And then that guy left the salon, and I'm still trying to like figure out what's gone on in my life to cause this.
You never go full Giuliani. Do not do that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Or Boozer.
But, you know, I realized that time early in my life, and then he picks up his phone and starts laughing, and I'm like, what's so funny? As I'm, like, trying to figure out what I need to do next and, you know, my future steps of elderly care.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that guy wanted your number. And I was like, what? And he was 22. And that's when I realized that I had started to become a cougar, and that was also a crisis. So I'm just warning you, it gets worse from here, Aunt. It gets so much worse. I was like, no, God, he's too young. I can't do that. Like, it was like that.
Embrace the time when you get to be given. And I also think I respect this young man because he understood what you did for him and showed you a requisite respect on the way into the store. That's how you should think about it.
Twitch says that OG age is 50. That's what mob.com dot said on Twitch.
So this Twitch doesn't know what the bleep it's talking about.
This is actually thought I was 50. That's what I got.
No. Twitch doesn't have the answers. It's not djbooth.net.
AI?
Yeah.
AI is answering all the world's problems.
No. You can wander into OG land very early on, especially if you carry yourself a certain way. And I know that you do that when you're out in these streets. The only person who doesn't recognize it or recognize you is Spiegel when you're out in the streets. Would you have rather had that happen than this guy not recognize you?
That's true. Speech? It could have been a lot worse. Speaks definitely would not have hit me with OG status. That's very true. This went much better than any interaction I've had on the streets with Matt Spiegel.
See? So there it is.
And so we did 8 minutes on that. What do you think about football?
No, I think this is a better topic.
Which version? Football or
American football, and specifically the moves that the Bears made this week. How did it hit you?
So I've been reaching out to some folks about both Jackson and Tooney and everything. Jackson is the bigger mystery to a certain extent, especially because there's this Nate Davis type shrapnel, you know, that Bears fans have that I would imagine Bears brass might have. With what just took place over the last two season and a half, I guess, really, with Nate Davis. everything I'm hearing about Jonah Jackson is he's an immensely talented player that went out there and a bunch of folks wanted to pay him big money last offseason, and the fit just wasn't there with the Rams. And he showed up hurt, you know, recovering from an injury, was not because of the injury, not able to get in shape early on in the season, gets infused in the lineup, leaves the lineup again. They try him at center. Things aren't going well with their scheme, their system at center. And now they're at a point where they've got guards that they feel good about, guards who are less expensive. And so they're in a position where they're willing to move on. And the way they tend to operate in L.A., you know, they're trying to take even part of that blame and put that on themselves, the kind of positions they put him in and thus and so. But in the end, they were willing to let him go, and they found a suitor who was willing to take a still young and extremely talented interior offensive lineman who Ben Johnson has obviously worked with for a good chunk of his career previous to now, and bring him in. And that not only Ben Johnson putting his stamp of approval on him, but the fact that Jonah Jackson has played high-level football in this league, has been a Pro Bowler in this league before, has gotten that degree of respect and deference from folks around the National Football League in the not-too-distant past. We're just a year removed from him being viewed as one of the best up-and-coming guards in football. So that there's a little bit of mystery in why it didn't work with the Rams, but there's no reason to believe that he still at this point doesn't have a lot of high-level football available to him right now. Now, with Joe Tooney, I mean, it can't get much better than this, you know, for what he means on the field, for the example he sets on the field and in the meeting room. Now, I mean, I'll text about, like, just what he is as a family man, which, you know, part of that only matters so much. But not only the verbal leadership, but the day-in, day-out commitment to consistency and consistent excellence, kind of in everything he does with his football approach, rubs off on other people. And as he's around folks in the locker room more and more, then he is willing to exude more of that presence. And as much as anything, just what he does on the field, he's just an exceptional football player. So having that now as a part of this Bears room, you know, we don't have to worry about assuming health with Joe Tooney because he's always been that. There's a bit of an assumption that has to go into that with Jackson. But for him to, you know, to step into this and recognize this opportunity that's there, you can be hopeful about that degree of health that you'd have to assume right now after last season. But you know, everything I'm hearing from folks at multiple spots right now is that they view last season from an availability perspective, not as a full aberration, but that he is still someone who's looking to be available. It is a very talented football player. So now to have the guard positions locked down, I'm not out on the idea of a Coleman Shelton returning here. You hope for an upgrade. But you're not going to have five Pro Bowlers up front in the offensive line. That's just not the reality of life in the NFL. I honestly felt like Coleman Shelton played fine last season.
That's what I said yesterday, and people were killing me for it.
You really? Know, okay. I think we forget the difference that Coleman Shelton gave the team versus Lucas Patrick before him. Like, to me, when I saw him, even in the preseason, not that just caring is the only thing that matters. But you could just tell the level of effort that he personally made on every play, and I appreciated that about him a lot. I guess the bar was low. But my question to you was, because these guards are shored up now and they are closer to the ball, does that fuel your need for having, you know, an elite center? You know, that is the question. Do you have to have a certain level center now because you did what you did at guard?
I think that It gives the Bears options. That's the strong position they're in right now. They've shored up both guard positions, at least from a starting perspective. Still need to continue to look for additional competitive depth, whether that's a Matt Pryor, you know, being back in the mix again in Chicago, or someone of that ilk who can be a swing player for you. You know, who knows what life holds for Tevin Jenkins, but if you're not counting on Tevin Jenkins to be a starter, then his lack of availability doesn't feel like as big of an issue. That just depends on the number, like it does with a lot of other guys who are going to be looking for the opportunity to get paid. What's that number for a Tevin Jenkins? Is it worth the risk as much as he's been out? You know, when he's healthy, he's been able to play pretty well at multiple positions, but the health has obviously been his biggest issue there. But if you have both guards locked up, it honestly enhances the center. It's still a very important position, but now it's difficult for that opposing defense to really put that center on an island because he's got high-level players on each side of him. And, you know, I think that the center will definitely be important, but, you know, you don't want another Lucas Patrick or something like that, but I don't want to diminish the importance of center, but this means a lot to have guards in here. And that's where, you know, if it's Coleman, Shelton, or someone of that ilk, you know, I think you're better off with a veteran who may not be amongst the best in the business, but a competent veteran. Now that you've got both guards showing up, you feel really good about right tackle in the draft. I don't think you draft a rookie center to put in front of the inexperienced quarterback who's learning a new offense. Maybe you draft a rookie left tackle and see how good he can grow and be groomed and still have some depth there if Braxton Jones gets healthy. But, you know, the draft may have some nice centers in it, but it's not – I don't want to put a rookie in front of Caleb Williams this season. That's the good thing about having some veterans at each guard. You don't need – especially proven veterans. You don't need the best in the business there at center right now.
All right, OG. We appreciate you, man.
appreciate you, Loho. See you later.
That is Big Ant Heron.
Bye,
he
Ant.
Is terrific. That was a lot of fun. When we come back, there's a concert that's going to happen this summer that I want to share with Layla. And I also want to ask a question about the concert venue. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
All right. Well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried. So.
That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on The Score.
Thank you, Florida. Welcome to the Peter Gregory Foundation's fourth annual Orgy of Caring.
Not Florida. Oh, Flo Rida. Flo Rida is going to be at the White Sox at June 27th. He's doing a post-game concert after the White Sox take on the Giants. And then Flo Rida is going to have his concert. Are you ready for this?
Okay. So here's Ant talking about being called an OG. And I told you about how I had to start coloring my gray hair at a stupid age. And I just would like to offer that some of the music that came out of that decade was pretty bad. Like, whistles shouldn't be allowed on the air ever. People actively sing that song.
You mean the Too Short song?
Oh, no. No, Too Short's more straightforward and catchy. I mean the Flo Rida song.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant blow the whistle. And I was like, nah, that's
no.
No,
what's my favorite word?
Hood banger.
Why you got to say it like short? No, I love that song. Let's not go crazy here. At one point, that was my ringtone. But that's my point here is at one point, that was my ringtone. And they're like, you over there with the discretionary income who survived recessions and such, would you like to go to this concert? And I'm like, well, it reminds me of a better time in my life.
So when did you turn into one of the Little Women?
I don't know. It happens every now and then.
At that point, were you wearing your apple bottom jeans and your boots with the fur?
I have boots with the fur on right now because I believe in wearing things until they disintegrate.
She hit the flow.
I did.
Next
but like,
thing you know.
Yeah. And that's
everybody
yeah.
go look.
See, there it is. There it is. So, like, am I interested? Like, was I of the demographic to go to the Juvenile and Manny Fresh show last year at Radius? Of course. Did
taking
I go?
Over for
you
the 99 and the 2000.
And did I wear that age proudly? Yes, I did. But this?
You're 25 years into their 1,001 year reign.
I just don't know about this one.
I think people are going to have a good time at the Flo Rida concert. And it will make them nostalgic. And the nostalgia changes as all of us get older. Here's what I was thinking about the venue.
I mean, I like sports and I like hip hop, so you'd think it would be a combination. Although I find Flo Rida to be more pop, but you know what
sure,
I mean.
Sure, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can go see him. What I don't understand is why isn't that
but that
more
whistle
of
song
a,
is out of pocket.
Why isn't it more of a venue?
That's a very good question because they've had some really good concerts there.
Is it because it's kind of midway through? Like, is it because like Soldier Field is 60,000? What do you get, 37 over there at 35th and Shields?
I mean, probably less because you're cutting off the outfield and then moving some people onto the field.
So let's say it's a venue that would be 29. Let's make it 30,000.
Yeah, like UC.
But my point is that they have all sorts of concerts over at Wrigley. Why isn't
good ones?
Yeah, why isn't that a concert venue?
Have you seen the headline to this story? Flo Rida, comma, multi-platinum recording artist and hip-hop icon.
Multi-platinum on what?
He sold a lot of records, man.
On the one record?
He sold a lot of records, man.
God, Flo Rida, dude. This he rides flows
and
he's from
Florida. Flo Rida continues to dominate.
No, it's embarrassing for the White Sox.
Flo Rida continues to dominate the music industry with 12 chart-topping hits and more than 80 million records sold worldwide. With several albums and singles certified multi-platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA,
he
ranks
went
among the
like
best-selling artists
Wikipedia.
Of his generation.
He went eight times
in the
diamond.
Article.
8 times diamond, Shane. Like, you can't beat that eight with a stick.
No, well,
he's an MVP
you can
at
now.
The bank.
No, that was different when they, like, judged music consumption differently.
He gets in under the wire of actually selling physical records.
Now, listen, when I've gone to the Vanilla Ice
has
show,
them anymore.
100% I would have gone to the Vanilla Ice show.
Yeah, but someone got shot.
Well, that wasn't my fault.
I've heard it was.
The support, but sorry,
what's the latest
support
on that?
Sorry, Danny. I'm sorry, dude.
I just want everyone to hear Vanilla Ice's message how we should support the White Sox.
Yeah, no, put it out there.
Oh, all right.
No, do it.
Wait, didn't Vanilla Ice play at the Bears and Vikings game in Minnesota?
Danny.
He did.
Go ahead, right now.
Nope. I'm not listening to you anymore.
Danny, hit it, dude.
Nope, I'm good.
I agree with Danny.
Sorry about that.
What's the latest on that whole situation, by the way?
White Sox still aren't good.
No. What happened to the Vanilla Ice show?
He was shot.
He was not shot. There was someone
who
was shot, and luckily they seem to be doing okay. They still have not found out what happened yet.
They haven't found out or they haven't said?
I don't think they found out. I think it's a really difficult thing to try and figure out, but I do. Maybe that's why, but I don't think so. But you would think if you're a big enough act to maybe do more than the United Center, but maybe not big enough to do Soldier Field, why wouldn't you do that place?
I think Rebel Day was out there. It's like a very popular Spanish-speaking group.
Okay.
And I heard about that from my Telemundo crew last year, and they said it was really good.
Or can you hold a smaller festival at that place a week when the White Sox are out of town? Is that... Like, I don't know. You can't do Sueños there, for sure, because Sueños needs room. But
yeah, Sueños takes up the entire Grant Park area.
Mm-hmm. But it's just something I was thinking about. Like, why aren't there more concerts there?
Is it because Roger Bossard says no?
I do wonder about that. Like Roger has a lot of power.
He might not like the wear and tear it takes on a field.
Roger Bozard.
That guy. When we come back,
A-Rod hit that half-court shot, and now I'm feeling slightly differently about A-Rod.
Adam Hoagie, I don't quite know how to pronounce the name. He's going to join us to talk Bears and the draft and free agency. He's not going to talk about,
He's of the age! He's of that age!
He might be a Flo Rida fan.
I'm really enjoying this.
I know he likes House of Pain. That's next here on The Score.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.